Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page, and we're here now with three of the heroes from the night's Norwalk volleyball victory over North Polk in the regional finals.
Noelle Sutcliffe.
Grace Seymour.
Ava Johnson.
Girls, you made some history tonight. How does it feel to be the first Norwalk team ever to go to the state volleyball tournament?
It feels so great, and I'm so proud of my teammates.
I literally just got goosebumps when she said that. I cannot believe this. This is so crazy. I'm so proud of everyone.
As soon as the last point was scored, I was literally bawling my eyes out. It was crazy, and I'm so happy.
Have you ever played in a match quite like that? I mean, there were so many comebacks by you guys, and then game four didn't go your way, and you came back and took control of game five, and it was just an unbelievable match.
I don't think we've ever been this determined in a game to win this, so I think we all played together so well and just really came together on the court.
Yeah, I think we stayed like really steady at team. Even when we were down in the fourth set, like 8 points, we knew what we had to do in the fifth set, and I think we executed really well and
Yeah, after that fourth set, we kind of like reset our mentality and like made sure that we knew what we needed to do to win.
So game one didn't go your way. You had the lead. You let it get away. But games two and three, tell me about those comebacks. You were down 20-15, 20-16 in both of those sets. How were you able to dig down and make those rallies?
Like Grace said, we just knew what we wanted and what we were fighting for, so we just gave it our all, and we're disciplined, and we're there for each other and lifted each other up.
I thought our hitters hit shots like very well. I didn't think that, like, they were out of system a lot of time, and I think that our defense was really good. I thought that everyone did a really good job reading and picking up the tough stuff.
Yeah, the things that we weren't doing in the beginning of those sets, we started to do towards the end of those sets to be able to push through and win.
And Ava, the quick set to you was working pretty well tonight.
Yes, it was. I was so happy that we were really connected with, I was connected with Hadley. So yeah, that was good.
And Noel, set five there, I mean, were you starting to feel it there? It looks like some of those kills you were just putting away. And I mean, when were you really like feeling like, this is ours, we got it?
I feel like I really realized in the fifth set, like, this could be our last ever game, and like, is this how I want to remember it? So like, I feel like I just really switched my mindset and turned it around and just played how I know how to play.
And for all of you, I mean, is this, you guys have dreamed about this, you've been in three of these regional finals, this is the first time you've gotten over the mountain. Is this how you thought it would feel?
I didn't think I was gonna cry. I'm really happy. I didn't know how it would feel, but it's so amazing.
I thought I was going to cry, and I haven't cried yet. I don't think it's hit me, like, that we're actually going there. I just keep picturing us, like, in, like, Extreme Arena, like, playing, and I cannot comprehend it. I'm just so overjoyed and so happy and for my team.
Yeah, I knew that I was going to be doing something. I'm so emotional as it is. So I felt like I had to throw up in that fifth set. I was so excited. So, yeah, I'm just happy we were able to pull out the win.
So in 6 days, you're going to the Extreme Arena in Coralville. You'll find out who you're going to play. Just what's that feel like to be going there, and what are you guys going to do now?
It is so crazy because we've never been in this position before. So I think now that we realize like how amazing we are as a team and how well we can work together, like at practices and stuff, I feel like our mindset will really switch when we know what we're capable of.
Yeah, I agree. I think our practices are going to be a lot more like we're going to work really hard in practice, because I just know, like, now we know who we're playing, we know who we're going to face, we know it's going to be the one or two team probably, and we know they're going to be hard, but we know we can beat them because we showed it tonight that we can battle anyone.
Yeah, I'm so excited to go up there and play with my team. Practice is definitely probably going to get even harder since the teams are going to get harder, so we just need to practice to their ability, and hopefully we can win those games too.
So that's Norwalk volleyball players Noelle Sutcliffe, Grace Deemer, Ava Johnson. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now we're catching up with Norwalk volleyball coach John Fulton following the Warriors' thrilling five-set victory tonight over North Polk in the regional finals. Coach, have you ever experienced a match quite like that?
No. That was something different. The atmosphere in the gym is, it's just great to, I'm just so proud of these girls to get to experience that. You know, and the North Pole crowd was loud, the Norwalk crowd was loud. You know, that's an atmosphere that we really enjoy playing in, and those girls deserve to have that type of excitement, because it's an exciting sport, and I'm just proud of the way these girls battled all night.
This team has played in three regional finals the last 3 years. They finally get over the hump. How does it feel to be able to now take them to the Extreme Arena next week?
I think I told you, a week ago that these girls have worked you know, so hard, and all the girls before that, you know, have spent a lot of time building this program into what it is. So to see that kind of culmination in this year, it's just fantastic to see. So I'm so excited for these girls. I'm so excited for the girls that played last year. I'm so excited for the girls that played the year before that, because they're a part of this too. And it's very exciting to finally, you know, get that last win. So
every set seemed to have a story of itself. I mean, you let one get away there in set one, but in set two and three, you make two unbelievable comebacks. You're down like 20 to 16, 20 to 15.
Yep.
And you get on these insane like 9-0, 10-0 runs. You know, did you know the girls had that in them?
Yeah, I think we've been in a couple games, even against Carlisle. You know, when we're down, you know, 5-6 points, it doesn't faze them, and that's so great to see that. You know, yeah, they battled. You know, even after we lose that tough first set and fall behind pretty late in the second, to see that resiliency and realize that, hey, we just got to go do our job and execute, and they did. So even in the fourth set, which got away from us very early. You know, we made them sweat a little bit. I think we fell down 11, but got within four, right? So, like, those girls know they're capable of a lot of great things.
Then you go to set five. It was competitive for quite a bit of the way. It was tied quite a bit. And all of a sudden, you guys just kind of took it over and took a stranglehold on it.
Yeah, I think it got to, like, 9-9. And we were able to get back to rotation one with Noelle in front row. And, you know, Hadley's a great setter and a smart setter, but... You know, setting Noelle Sutcliffe is not ever going to be a bad play. So when we were able to get Noelle in the front row, you know, I knew we had a chance.
Let's talk about some of the other things that happened in those comebacks. I mean, Ava Johnson throughout the night, your quick sets to the middle there, like you talked about that going into the match was going to be big. She was putting those down. I thought Ava McKay had a huge stretch in one of those comebacks as well.
For sure, like she was able to find that line and score some big points, especially with Noelle in the back row. So. You know, every time, sometimes maybe, you know, your best hitter's not where she needs to be. We feel confident that, you know, Addie Fisher, that Emery Toppenberg, that Ava Johnson, Ava McKay, you know, we have five excellent hitters that can score at any point. So to see them step up, and, you know, I did tell you that, you know, we have to set the middle, and we did. And they had trouble stopping it there. So when we had a good pass and we were able to set middle, we were able to score some points in bunches there.
You know, I thought looking at this comparison, you guys had played a tougher schedule throughout the year than North Polk, perhaps. How much do you feel like your schedule paid off tonight?
Yeah. You know, we told the girls that even early in the year, when we were maybe 500 after the Ankeny Centennial Tournament, you know, we have tough losses to Centennial and Liberty and Cedar Falls, right? Those are 5A state tournament teams. It's, you know, that didn't affect our goals, right? Our goals were to come in tonight and get to state. And I think playing the tough schedule, I think playing... You know, hard teams, we're not going to be phased at any point. So,
how much are you going to, I mean, just enjoy this and savor it for a day or two maybe?
I think these girls deserve to really enjoy themselves for as long as they want to, I think. You know, we'll get to work. We'll watch some film tomorrow, serve and pass a little bit. But, I mean, these girls, yeah, soak it in. Soak it in.
That's Norwalk volleyball coach John Fulton. His Warriors are on to state.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for your coverage all year. Appreciate it.